on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, exposure for the Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Course could be boosted further with news that negotiations are ongoing for Tiger Woods to play the event. There's speculation that Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty may be in the running to become the next Sinn Féin Deputy Leader. There were 46 people recorded as homeless in the northwest between the 25th and 31st of December last year. And the OPW has appointed consultants to examine the impact of last August floods and flooding in the days following Christmas at Burnfoot. Those stories you follow in full, plus more and sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the exposure for the Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Course could be boosted further with news that negotiations are ongoing to have the legendary Tiger Woods play the event. Hundreds of millions of people are expected to tune in to the competition, which runs from July the 5th to the 8th at the Donegal Links course. While over 100,000 spectators are expected to turn up to the event, hosted by Rory McIlroy. Golf course manager John Farn says the event will be huge for the whole region.
Ballyliffin and the Irish Dubai Duty Free Irish Open might be seen as a strong possibility for Woods' scheduling. Mm. Now, obviously, that all depends on his fitness levels and how he's performing up to that point. But we see it as a strong possibility, and we know that Rory McIlroy has engaged with Tiger to see if it could come to fruition. And we ourselves are engaging with Tiger's management and associates to try and convince them that this would be a move in the right direction. Tiger's a very keen fisherman, and a week's fishing down the west of Ireland following playing the Irish Open here and then heading over to Carnoustie for the Open Championship could be ideal. 2016-2017, the viewing figures worldwide are 500 million homes worldwide. The live television broadcast goes into. So that kind of exposure is something that the Northwest, Donegal, Derry, and the entire region, badly needs. And that level of exposure is what we're after here. This is more than just a golf tournament and really should be seen as such by the everyone in the region, because it's an opportunity to showcase the beauty and hospitality and what Donegal, Derry, and the whole Northwest region has to offer.
There's speculation that Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty may be in the running to become the next Sinn Féin Deputy Leader. His Dáil colleague Mary Lou MacDonald could be confirmed as the next party leader this evening. Nominations for the position close tonight, and so far the Dublin TD is the only candidate. Last night, Donegal Sinn Féin became the latest local organisation to unanimously endorse her candidacy. If she remains uncontested, she will be confirmed as leader at the Ardèche on February the 10th. The question of a new deputy leader also arises, with Northern Ireland leader Michelle O'Neill's name being mentioned, along with that of Deputy Doherty. The OPW has appointed consultants to examine the impact of last August floods at Burnfoot and the flooding in the days after Christmas. Previously, the OPW had announced it would not be funding flood defences in the area because they were not financially viable. That stance has come under scrutiny since the events of last August, with expectations that the situation will now change. However, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says that hasn't yet happened and the people of Burnfoot have been left in limbo.
Basically, what they're saying is that they have hired consultants to carry out another review, and that when that review is completed, they will look if it's economically viable to go ahead and do the works. Not so long ago, there was costings for flood defences and a survey done at Burnfoot, but they ruled it out because the homes that were under threat, the value of those homes was less than the cost of the flood defences. I hoped for changes after last August floods, and it looks like it's the same response. This is not acceptable, and we will be challenging it in the strongest way possible.
A meeting was held today on Tory Island to discuss the new proposed ferry service that is due to commence in April. Donegal officials met with the island community today, who have expressed concerns over the boat's suitability and safety. The Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht has confirmed they will reconsider the situation and release a response next week. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbagh was in attendance and is hopeful an alternative service can be provided.
From the meeting today, it was very, very clear that they did not want the new service. They believe that the service could be a lot better than what's been offered. On that meeting, it was agreed that there would be a response this time next week in relation to the whole service. But the big question here is, why didn't Rin na Gaeltacht, the department, not listen to the islanders at the very beginning? Long before this was put out to tender, the Comhairle, myself and others have been in contact with the department, stating very clearly what needs of the island was, but unfortunately that wasn't listened to.
So now going forward, is it too late for a new service to be introduced, do you think?
No, I don't believe it's too late. I think that from today's meeting that Rin na Gaeltacht will leave and hopefully sit down and figure out what's in the best interest of the island, and that's the service that needs to be put in place. I spoke to Minister Joe McHugh after the meeting, and I believe that he knows what the needs are of the islanders. He's been in and out there for a while. I think that he'll do what is right, and that what is right is what the needs of the island people. And I think one of the big things that was said today was that this isn't, you know, it's grand for tourists to come out to the island once or twice a year, but the Tory people are in and out all the time, and the service that they believe that's been offered isn't good enough for them, and there has to be a decision made. People were saying that if the service that they're requiring isn't met, that they will leave. Families will leave the island, and we can't allow that to happen.
Homeless charities are warning the recent drop in homeless figures may just be a seasonal dip. Just over 5,500 adults and 3,000 children were homeless last month. That's 270 fewer people than November. Francis Doherty from the Peter McVary Trust is worried the drop is only temporary.
We're hopeful that it could be an indicator that things are beginning to stabilise, but evidence sort of over the last few years would suggest that this is probably going to be a once-off anomaly and not something that's going to be a longer-term trend of declining homeless figures.
Meanwhile, there were 46 people homeless in the northwest between the 25th and 31st of December last year. Of those, 19 were recorded homeless in Donegal, with a further 27 in Sligo. Trish Lafferty reports.
During the last week in December, 46 people in the northwest accessed local authority managed emergency accommodation. Of those, 35 were men and 11 women. One person was supported by private emergency accommodation, 23 by supported temporary accommodation, which includes hostels and on-site professional support, and 13 received temporary emergency accommodation. Two families were homeless in the region during the period, the 25th to the 31st of December last year. Three adults, one of whom was a single parent. In Donegal, 19 people presented as homeless during the same period.
A public meeting to discuss the future of St Joseph's Hospital Stranorla that was to have taken place this evening has been cancelled. The CFR St Joseph's Hospital Stranorla Action Group says the decision was taken because of the weather. Group chairperson Father John Joe Duffy says it's important that public representatives shed some light on the future plans for the hospital, and with that in mind, the meeting will be rescheduled for a date to suit Donegal TD and Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh.
The government has been invited to attend two public meetings, but unfortunately their representative in Donegal could not attend. So we are now leaving the date open to the government representative in Donegal at a time that is suiting for him to attend and to speak to the people about what is actually happening with St Joseph's Hospital, and to explain what has been going on in the recent time, and that we will convene based on the date that he is available to attend and speak to the people.
There's been differing reactions to Micheál Martin's support for repealing the Eighth Amendment. The Fianna Fáil leader said he is in favour of allowing abortion without restriction for up to 12 weeks. Pro-repeal campaigners across the political divide have welcomed the announcement. Iona Institute Director David Quinn, though, says Micheál Martin was never really pro-choice and the Eighth Amendment needs to be kept.
Once the Eighth Amendment goes, then you've got the unborn completely at the mercy of the Oireachtas. And as I say, the recommendations of the Eighth Committee already go further than the British law, which is already a very permissive law. And that is only the starting point. So I just think that's why it would be so wrong to remove the right to life of the unborn, because the unborn in the womb is one of us.
It's now 5:10. We'll be back after
Sport on Highland in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2018 and gear up for all the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:12. Time now for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and pitch inspections will take place at a number of venues on Saturday morning ahead of important ties that involve Donegal sides this weekend. Ulster and Donegal champions Niamh Colmkill play Knocknagree from Cork in the All-Ireland Junior Football Semi-Final in Mullingar tomorrow afternoon. The Westmeath County Board say a pitch inspection at Cusick Park will take place on a Saturday morning. That game will be live tomorrow afternoon on Highland Radio Saturday Sports. I'll be joined on commentary by Brendan Devaney. We'll be starting our build-up as from 10 to 2 for the big game involving the Niamh Colmkill side tomorrow. Then later on Saturday, Donegal are scheduled to play Armagh in a refixed McKenna Cup semi-final in Ballybuffet. The Ulster Council will inspect McCool Park and the Athletic Grounds in Armagh at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. If Ballybuffet is deemed unplayable at that stage, the game will be reversed to Armagh if it is playable. It's a big weekend of Gaelic Games action. We will have that Donegal Armagh game live for you as well. The semi-final of the McKenna Cup tomorrow evening. No matter where it's played, be it Ballybuffet or Armagh. Throw-in time is at 6 o'clock. Jeremy Doherty and Martin McHugh will be the man on a commentary there, with the winner, of course, set to go through to meet Tyrone in the final. And it's also a big weekend for Donegal and Ulster hurling champion Setanta, because on Sunday they are making their way to Navan to take on Ardmore, the Waterford champions, in the All-Ireland Junior Club semi-final. It's another big occasion for Setanta. That game starts at 2 o'clock and we'll also have full live commentary from that match, plus the build-up from 10 to 2 on Sunday. In the meantime, let's get the thoughts of the Setanta chairman, Jason Ewan, ahead of the big match.
That's a great buzz, that's a great feeling to be Ulster champions, county champions, Ulster champions, and look, with the help of God, we'll be heading for Cole Park on the 4th of February. They're a very good outfit. We were down and took a look at them in the Munster final. Look, they would have 5 or 6 excellent hurlers. But look, we have a homework done. We're prepared. The boys know what's in front of them. They know what they have to do. And we've left no stone unturned to fulfil this game and get into this game.
And one other match of note this coming weekend is the All-Ireland Intermediate Club Football Championship semi-final on Sunday at O'Moore Park in Portlaoise. Moy of Tyrone are playing in Gaeltacht of Kerry. That one starts at 2 as well, and Francis Manu will have coverage from that one. Now on to golf. Rory McIlroy believes his eagle on the last today could be massive come Sunday at the HSBC Championship. The Ulster man carded a round of 66 and will go into the weekend just 3 shots off the lead. Thomas Peters is the man to catch on 12 under par. Rory McIlroy believes that he's well in contention.
It's massive. You know, with five shots to make up over the weekend is quite a lot, especially with such a bunch leaderboard. So to cut that deficit to 3, you feel so much closer to the lead. You feel like get off the hot start tomorrow before the leaders go off, and all of a sudden you're one back or tied for the lead, and then you're really in the tournament. So it was nice to finish like that.
Meanwhile, Greystone's Paul Dunn lies on 6 under. Graham McDowell won't take part for the rest of the weekend after his level par score failed to make the cut. On to soccer, and just like Gaelic Games, it's going to be a big weekend of action involving local sides up and running tomorrow evening at the Curran Killy Garden. It's the Oscar Trainer Interleague Trophy match between the Donegal and Inishowen Leagues. Inishowen going into the second leg on Saturday, leading by 2-0, with another fixture to come. There's FAI Intermediate Cup action for Letterkenny Rovers and Cockhill Celtic. The Ulster Senior League sides are both away from home. Rovers, of course, who had that fantastic run in 2016, going the whole way to the Aviva in the final, are back in Dublin and taking on Cherry Orchard. While Cockhill Celtic aren't too far away either. They're in the capital as well, and they will play home farm. Both sides looking to win on the road at the weekend. And with those two sides playing in the FAI Intermediate Cup, it's given Fannage United the opportunity to go top of the Ulster Senior League. They're going to make the short trip to Swilly Rovers on Sunday, and if they do take victory, the 3 points will be enough for them to go top ahead of Cockhill Celtic. Just back to action tomorrow on the soccer front. The Irish Premiership continues with a full programme, but the most interesting tie of the whole lot involves Coleraine. Of course, in recent weeks, they lost top spot and they are taking on the Leaders Crusaders with Coleraine playing at home. They are, of course, trailing Crews by just a point at the top of the table. Derry City were due to start their pre-season campaign tonight. One of their games against Ballyclare Comrades has been called off, obviously due to the weather conditions that we are experiencing at the moment. And if they are to continue over the course of the weekend, there will, of course, be a number of fixtures soccer-wise and in other sports, I'm sure, affected by the weather. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says there's no news on Alexis Sanchez and his proposed move to Old Trafford. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger said this week a swap deal for United midfielder Henrik Mkhitaryan was likely, but Mourinho says it's not confirmed yet.
Clearly, everybody knows that that we are there. I will speak with you if one day we sign him. I can speak with you about him, about what I think he can bring to our team. In this moment, I think is no point. He's an Arsenal player, he's not my player.
One game cross-channel tonight. It's in the Championship. Bristol City travel to Pride Park to face second-place Derby County. Kick-off time there is 7.45. Now in rugby, Ulster have made three changes to their team for tomorrow's game against Wasp and Coventry in the Champions Cup. Darren Cave comes under the centre as Lewis Luddock moves to the wing in place of the injured Craig Gilroy. Kieran Treadwell and Kyle McCall also start. Munster captain Peter O'Mahony has been named for Sunday's crucial Champions Cup tie against Castrate Thoman Park. The skipper was a doubt due to an ankle injury. While Johnny Sexton has been left out of the Leinster team to play Montpellier in France, Ross Byrne will instead start at out half. And Bundy Aki has overcome a dead leg to retain his place in the Connacht Centre for their Challenge Cup match, which takes place in Galway tomorrow as well. Locally, our feature game is in Rugby Championship 2. Limavady are hosting Ballymoney tomorrow. Alec McDonald will be following the action there. As for the Premiership 1, City of Derry looking to put their poor recent form behind them. They are taking on Ballinahinch at home tomorrow at Judges Road. While in Premiership 2, Oma are away from home tomorrow. They are taking on Bangor. And Championship 3, Letterkenny, Strabane and Donegal all playing. There's an all Donegal County affair as Donegal Town hosts Letterkenny, and Strabane are at home tomorrow as they welcome Donaghadee. Finally to boxing. It's going to be an interesting night for Northwest Fighters at the National Stadium in Dublin, because the latest round of fights in the National Under 22 Championship and Under 18 Open competition will take place. In the Under 18 quarter finals, first up will be Ciara Craig from Dunfanaghy, who fights Derv LaRooney in the 57kg last eight encounter. On to quarter finals for the Under 22 men's, there's an all Northwest affair with Brian McNamee of Convoy facing off against Patrick McConaughey of Letterkenny. That's at 69. And at 64, Matthew McCall of Dunloe is in action against Aaron Daly of Castlebar. So that is it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, we will of course be back with further sport and lots of live Gaelic Games action over the course of the weekend. Up first tomorrow, Niamh Colum Kilas from 10 to 2.
Thanks, Aisín. And for weather now, cold and blustery for the rest of today with scattered wintry showers. Some will be heavy with a risk of thunder, and some will fall as sleet or snow on higher ground, with lowest temperatures tonight of minus 1 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there were 46 people homeless in the northwest between the 25th and 31st of December last year. Of those, 19 were recorded homeless in Donegal, with a further 27 in Sligo. The exposure of the Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Course could be boosted further with news that negotiations are ongoing to have the legendary Tiger Woods play the event. Hundreds of millions of people are expected to tune into the competition, which runs from the July the 5th until July the 8th. There's speculation that Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty may be in the running to become the next Sinn Féin deputy leader. His Dáil colleague Mary Lou MacDonald could be confirmed as the next party leader this evening. And a meeting was held today on Tory Island to discuss the new proposed ferry service that is due to commence in April. Donegal officials met with the island community, who have expressed concern over the boat's suitability and safety. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Shh. Sure, we're a Colin Ferreter and Charlin the Prief Skelty. Doger Aristach Don Gilliga, Geltacht Augustana Helen, Joe McHugh, Chacta Dalla, and you go watch Sulgamore, the Chactaracti in Gilliga. Orini Erfod Nakrinia, Ekel Erneman, Hoshilta, and Chactan Shahogin, Augustan Okaj, Trasna Nadonta Erschul. Is Okaji Trasna Nadonta, a Kruhian, a Cyber Geltacht Erlinia, August Aves Erschul, and Niana, Ejer and Darnalas Fee, Augustan Shale. As feed me anner and chagt in shahogin. Is togra nua e trasna nadonta a takarta erbon eg fonduruct allskull erin Canada takontas Twitter a foil eg trasna a heart jeg. Befelia actual skull dramiocta erschul in our clan gidor erin luin and darna la jeg, August and trio la jeg de mi varta, labauta fela olu in our clan and griana, lechukenan and mi varta komai. And keadur aves and ela ara. An Arclan Gidor, the Blianta Fada, Agus Gome Fela, Olu and Giorgonal, a fight Tribliana, Guji Yavila, Agus Fihe. Glactor Lahiris, Guji and Darnal Las, Fee the Me Fiara, Gusga Olus Egg, Skull Dramayuk Bunkai E. Tadata Fogriha Komaid on the Komortish Ahrishurakta, Aberlat at Arakta Rishtam Yana Egashlan Rana Farsha, Gombe Komortus Skeliakta, Agus Dante da Feshti Egahenia, Clugger Majin, Erin Trio Ladami Marta, August Delini Fasta on an Ashlan, Erin Data Kerna Ega Horta Clug, August Gaolus Eg Brijana Ni Will Egan Ashlan. Be Crave Erin the Komortus Jusporakta Ekain Yavidus a Horjeg Erschul, Jacarin Yashahogin and Carolas Fee and Austin Lucan Spa Amwater Amahori and Irhushkirch Aveus Laharon Pobble Skull Gidor August Dun Given Kondigara Aveus Parcha on. Agrian Gael Lennon Comortus Bliantul Shaw, Akruhian Ardan, Donafornia Diasporacta, Lacodu O Oris Nigeliga, Glacoscion Quiga Foreign Parchon Emliana, Agus Peshano Morahu, Arlori, Conru Nigeliga, and Mahodjerta Jamart Shaw, Highland, Glahania Hort, La Torchfui Emakti, Blian Nigeliga, Yavilas a Hortjeg, Shen Mahodja Eligulier, Slan Agus Banacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, January the 19th. The death has taken place at Hillcrest Nursing Home, Longley in Letterkenny, of Ronald Ronwood, Rashi Dog, New Mills and formerly of Kent, England. Remains will be reposing at his late residence at Rashi Dog, New Mills from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock tomorrow evening and from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sunday. Private cremation will take place on Monday at Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, 4 Marion Park, Buncrana. Funeral from McLaughlin Funeral Home this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private police from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to Buncrana Nursing Unit Patients Comfort Fund. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Brenda Ahern, Tulnascreen, Church Hill. Remains will be reposing at her late residence from 8:30 this evening. Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Glenswilly at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, followed by burial in Carrigart Cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight until 12 noon tomorrow and from 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Polio Society of Ireland, care of Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Director, Churchill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place in Letterkenny University Hospital of George Doherty, Maharalusk, Bombeg. Remains will repose at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to Donegal Cancer Flights, care of Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director, or any family member. The caught death has occurred of baby Finn Christopher O'D, Clendra, Dunloe. His home will be open tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mass of the Angels in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has occurred in the Donegal Hospice of Maeve Cannon, Ballyness, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her family home in Falkara. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Removal from there on Sunday for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Finan's Church, Falkara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of McLafferty Funeral Directors, Gorta Hork or any family member. The death has occurred of Michael Freel de Moore Fanid. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Cancer Society Night Nursing Service, care of any family member or Sean McAteer Funeral Director Fanid. The death has taken place at Altna Galvin Hospital of Bosco McCallion, late of Camas Park, Strabane, and formerly of Glebe, Sion Mills. His remains will repose at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, with removal at 6:15 to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in Dunbar, Scotland, of Joseph Mulhern, brother of Miley Mulhern, Glashahoo. Remains are arriving at Christ the King Church, Gorta Hork, this evening between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to Gallagher Funeral Directors, Gorta Hork. And the death has taken place at Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, Lisfannan, of Jim McLaughlin, late of Key Street, Moville and Kingsfort, Derry. Remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Pius X Church, Moville, with burial in the City Cemetery, Derry, at approximately 1:30. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dementia Research, care of Liam Collins Funeral Director, or any family member. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight.